RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers, if I can say it right, transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We got to start off talking about them Atlanta Hawks, y'all. How about the Hawks getting a big win over the New York Knicks in NBA Cup play? It was the quarterfinal game in the NBA Cup, and now the Hawks are on to Viva Las Vegas, and they will head to Las Vegas to take on the Milwaukee Bucks in the semifinal. The semifinal game will be on Saturday, so looking forward to that one. But when we talk about this game last night, everybody, just a great team win. And, man, I have to tell you this first and foremost off the rip, off the bat. It is fun to watch these Atlanta Hawks. This Atlanta Hawks team is fun. They're young. They make some mistakes at times, of course, but they are fun to watch. And I have to be honest, too, this is the first time I really felt like this Atlanta Hawks team cares about the defensive side of the ball. I feel like Quinn Snyder has done a great job, and we all know Quinn Snyder is a really good offensive-minded coach, right? I think he's really gotten these guys to buy into the defensive side of the floor. I think he's really gotten these Hawks players to buy into winning games on the defensive end. Because, man, watching this team, it's not just Dyson Daniels. And Dyson Daniels had another great performance last night, especially defensively. He had Jalen Brunson locked up for most of the night. Had him feeling uncomfortable. at him really trying to work to get it just to get a shot off. But it's the whole team too. And I think part of it is definitely Dyson Daniels and his defensive efforts rubbing off on the rest of the team. But, I mean, we all know DeAndre Hunter. When he's right, he's one of the better perimeter defenders in the NBA. I think he's playing very well right now. Obviously, he had another big night offensively to him. We'll get into the numbers in just a second. But Dyson Daniels' defensive efforts, I think, have rubbed off on the team and maybe gotten DeAndre back into his really nice defensive mode. Jalen Johnson, his ability to rebound the basketball and his defensive efforts have been good too. We know Clint Capella, even though he isn't quite the player he once was when he first got here to Atlanta, he's still a rim protector. He can still snag some rebounds. He's still good for a double-double at night. And even Trae Young, I think Quinn Snyder's gotten him to buy in, and he's seeing the defensive efforts from his teammates, and I think he's definitely a little more locked in on the defensive end. He's gradually become a better defender in the NBA as well. Just at least he's become at least pesky now. Before, he wasn't, you know, he played kind of that matador defense. He was like, oh, you're trying to, you're coming at me? Olé. It was kind of one of those things. But he's gotten better defensively. And again, I think it's a combination of Quinn Snyder getting these guys to buy in on the defensive side of the ball and buy into playing defense and turning defense into offense, which they did a very good job of last night. And then I think, again, it's also Dyson Daniels playing really good defense and that rubbing off on the team. DeAndre Hunter, his defensive efforts. Jalen Johnson showing off his defensive skill. I mean, you got Zachary Sache. He had a nice block last night, too. I mean, you got a bunch of long, athletic guys on the wing that can defend. Onyeka Okongwu, he can play good defense. I mean, he can guard on the inside and a little bit on the perimeter, too. So you've got some very solid guys who can play defense as well as do damage offensively. So it was just exciting to see. But, again, they only – in today's NBA, holding the Knicks to 100 points, that's good. That's really, really solid. And I know the Knicks weren't great offensively last night, but a lot of that is because of the tenacity of the Hawks defense. And I know it sounds weird to say because this hasn't been a Hawks team over the last few years that has been known for defense, but, man, I was just really impressed with their defensive efforts last night. We'll go through the numbers here in just a second. But it was just fun to watch, and they got out second half, and they started running and gunning, and that was fun to see. So I was just really impressed with the Hawks overall last night. But let's talk about some numbers really quick here. Trae Young, 22 points, 11 assists. Again, not the best shooting night for Trae Young, but again, he is doing a really good job of getting his teammates involved, taking good shots, and he had big shots too. When you talk about the Hawks going on a run in the third quarter to take over that lead, because the Knicks, they got out. They started off hot. They got off to a 12-point lead early on in the game. Hawks slowly worked their way back, and they were only down by 7 going into halftime. But then Trae Young turned it on. I mean, there was a minute where he scored 8 straight points for the Hawks, and then DeAndre Hunter capped off what was an 11-0 run for the Hawks to take the lead by hitting a 3. So Trae Young turned up. He hit back-to-back threes, and after he hit that second one, he pointed at the floor to let you know, yeah, I shot it from right there. I was in logo Trae territory. So that was fun to watch, and it was good to see the Hawks go on that second half run to take the lead. But he finishes the game again, 22 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds for Trae. Again, only 2 of 8 from 3. He hit 2 big threes, though, back-to-back, at 8 of 22 from the field. Clint Capella, 11 points, 13 rebounds, 5 of 8 from the field. Kostas Malioubs, still. Clint Capella still makes me cringe a little bit when he's trying to finish around the basket. Yeah, I like Clint's my guy. I like it. I love him, but it's hard to see Clint try to finish sometimes. So I'm just enjoying the wave right now, but, you know, Clint, his time is coming up. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to leave it there because this is going to be a positive segment because Hawks got themselves a big win, and they're going to Vegas. They're going to be in the semifinals. All that's great, but watching Clint Capela trying to finish around the rim just made me cringe a little bit. Had to put that out there. Anywho, he did finish the night with a solid game. 11 points, 13 rebounds, and he still did a good job defensively as well. Jalen Johnson, he had a very good night. 21 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, flirted with that triple-double again, just always doing a little bit of everything. 1 of 5 from 3, 8 of 20 from the field. And Zachary Sache, he didn't get a lot of shots, the Rook did last night. Only he got 8 shots. He was 0 of 4 from 3. Did get the one basket, 2 points. 2 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, but didn't have the best of nights. But again, it was kind of other guys taking over. Dyson Daniels, 9 points, 3 assists, 7 rebounds, and he was, like I said, he was really doing his thing on the on the defensive end as well. No steals, but 2 blocks. So I like what I see from Dyson Daniels last night. Again, it's the little things Dyson Daniels does, and just being able to shut a guy like Jalen Brunson down and neutralizing him was huge. So even though, you know, he didn't have a huge number statistic-wise, you can't understate what Dyson Daniels did in that game last night. He was huge to the Hawks getting a victory and huge to what the Hawks were able to do defensively last night. When we talk about the bench, DeAndre Hunter, how about another 20-plus point performance from him? 24 points, 4 of 5 from 3, 8 of 15, and he is feeling it right now. He is on some sort of heater, and I absolutely love it. The thing I like most about seeing DeAndre Hunter go on this tear and go on this run of averaging pretty much 20 points, 20-plus points per night during this nice Hawks streak, he is just exuding confidence. You can tell he's feeling good. He loves his role, and, I mean, he was – DeAndre Hunter is usually a pretty – calm, quiet guy. He was talking a little smack out there last night, and I like that. After he was scoring, he was letting folks know, hey, you can't guard me. He said, what's wrong with these dudes? He said it in another phrase that I can't say on the radio, but he was like, what's wrong with these dudes? They can't guard me. And he was feeling good, man. He just has a certain swagger to his game now because he's got that confidence. You can tell he's in a rhythm, and he's taking shots in rhythm. Shot selection has been better for DeAndre Hunter as well. So I just really, really like the way DeAndre Hunter is playing right now. Playing good on both ends, too. It's not just offensively, defensively. He's still, again, one of the better perimeter defenders in the NBA. But offensively, he's just playing with a certain confidence, a certain swagger right now, knowing that he belongs and knowing that he can score and get off in this league and knowing that he belongs in this league and can be one of the better players in the NBA. So another great performance for DeAndre Hunter. And I'm wondering now if it's just because once you put so many performances together, solid performances together like DeAndre Hunter has, at this point, you just hope it's going to become the norm. And it feels like we're getting to that time where this is just going to end up becoming the norm for DeAndre Hunter, where he's going to give you, again, like I said, that 15 to 25 off the bench every night. If we can get that from DeAndre Hunter, this Hawks team is going to be dangerous, and they're dangerous right now because DeAndre Hunter has given us not only 15 to 25, he's given us 20 to 25 a night off the bench right now, and that is great for himself and the Atlanta Hawks. Onyeka Okongwu, solid night for him as well, 12 points, 11 rebounds, 6 of 10 from the field. Bogey had 7 points. He had a big 3. He was only 1 of 7 from 3, but that 3 was a big one, 3 for 9 from the field overall. Hawks shot 41% from the field, 29% from 3. But again, numbers aren't great. But the way they were able to play defense, it really canceled out them not having the best shooting night, especially from 3-point land. Because they were able to hold the Knicks to 43% shooting and only 26% shooting from the 3-point line. Now, they got really balanced scoring. But the difference was the Hawks bench way better than the Knicks bench. The Knicks starters did their thing. Mikal Bridges had 19. OG Anunoby had 13. Colin Anthony Towns had 19 points, 19 rebounds. Jalen Brunson had 14 points. And Josh Hart had 21 points. He had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, too. Jalen Brunson had 8 assists, 4 rebounds as well. But their bench did a whole lot of nothing. We talked about DeAndre Hunter giving us 24 points. The leading scorer off the Knicks bench was Cameron Payne. And he only gave them 7 points. Miles McBride only had 5 points. and Princess Achiuwa had 2 points. And Jericho Sims only played 2 minutes, and he had 0 points. Hawks bench, the depth of the Hawks, which we haven't been able to talk about, I feel like, for a while because, one, we haven't necessarily been the healthiest team the past couple of years, and we just got guys playing better now. And with Dyson Daniels coming along, adding to being able to add to that depth, Zachary Sache, obviously, Hawks got a solid squad. And I'm going to go ahead and say this, too. Remember when we had the bench mob with Danilo Gallinari and Lou Williams and Bogey? The bench mob is back. I'm saying it now. Bogey's still a part of that bench mob, but now you add DeAndre Hunter and Onyeka Okongwu to it. The bench mob is back. Onyeka Okongwu was a part of the bench mob in 2021, too. He's still a part of that. But the bench mob is back for the Hawks. That's how I'm feeling this morning. They get a big 108-100 win. And then the last stat I want to give to you before we go to break here, they outscored the Knicks 61-46 in the second half. They really turned things up in the second half, the Hawks did, and it was fun to watch. But when we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll go from the hardwood to the gridiron and talk about the Atlanta Falcons. What does the defense of the Falcons need to do to make sure either Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder don't go off and have a big night on Monday Night Football? We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Appreciate all my people already at work or on their way to work that are tuned in right now. Thank you to everybody who's on their way to the gym or already at the gym that are tuned in right now. Even all my people listening to bed, I appreciate you because I know you're out there too. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. You can listen to this show whether you are in your car, whether you are at the airport, whether you are getting a bite to eat, getting some breakfast, whatever you're doing. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to this show in its entirety. And guess what? It doesn't have to be at 5 a.m. You can go back and listen to it at 10 p.m., 5 p.m., 11 a.m., 9 a.m., 9 p.m. Don't matter. If you're not an early riser often, you don't have to be to listen to this show or any of the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can go back on the free Odyssey app and listen to shows in their entirety. And you can also go back and listen to your favorite segments, favorite interviews. You can do all that on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and your smart devices today. Let's get into some Atlanta Falcons conversation because I am wondering, and I have a question for you all. I am wondering what the Falcons need to do to be successful against this Raiders offense. Now, again, I say be successful against this Raider offense like, you know, it's some well-oiled machine. It's not that great. They do have Brock Bowers. Jacoby Myers is a solid wide receiver, you know. But this Las Vegas Raiders, I should say, offense is not anything super special, okay? So I know the Falcons defense, and that's what I'm talking about specifically here, what the Falcons defense needs to do to be successful against this Raiders offense. And I know the Falcons defense last week got beat with some explosive plays. I know D. Alford and, you know, some of the cornerbacks didn't have the greatest moments last week against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and the Minnesota Vikings. They give up some explosives. I get all that. I understand all that, okay? So if you, as a Falcons fan, are like, I'm feeling a little skeptical about maybe the Falcons hugging up on wide receivers. I don't know. We gave up those explosive plays last week. Look, first and foremost, the Falcons were letting teams score on them, and we weren't necessarily confident in the Falcons' ability to get stops consistently when they were playing that soft zone where the DBs were playing 6-7 yards off the ball. We weren't confident the Falcons would get a stop then, and they were still letting teams score then. So if you're going to let teams score either way it goes, you might as well have them score faster and take up less time than methodically move their way down the field like they were doing before the Falcons had their bye week. And now, guess what? The Falcons are getting sacks. The Falcons came into the Chargers game, I believe it was, with 10 sacks. Over the last two games, they got 9 sacks. 5 against the Chargers, 4 against the Vikings. You're getting sacks now, and you weren't before. Why? Because, again, we've talked about this, and we talked about hopefully Jimmy Lake and the Falcons defense making this adjustment after the bye week, which kudos to Jimmy Lake and Raheem Morris for coming together and making that adjustment, and the Falcons players responding to it the way we thought they would, because we thought if you allow A.J. Terrell and Mike Hughes and D. Alford and the Falcons' defensive backs to hug up on wide receivers, not give them as much cushion, we thought quarterbacks like Sam Darnold and Justin Herbert, we thought making them hold the ball a tick extra longer, and those are guys that already like to hold on to the ball, so that also has helped the Falcons, I will say that. But still, making quarterbacks hold on to the ball a second longer, a tick longer than maybe they usually would, because it's taking longer for receivers to get open because they don't just have a free release off the line of scrimmage and they just can't get into their routes that easily because they're finally getting jammed at the line of scrimmage by the DBs. That's giving Arnold Ebikadi, who we've seen get some sacks here over the last couple of games. Caden Ellis, we've seen him get some sacks over the last couple of games. Matthew Judon got a sack, I believe, last game it was. It was either against the Chargers or the Vikings. I'm pretty sure he got one against the Vikings, but either way it goes. We're seeing these Falcons pass rushers now get home because they get that extra tick. They get that extra second to get there, and that's made all the difference. And again, the other part about this is the other reason I think the Falcons need to continue to do what they have done since the bye week, and I think they need to continue to hug up on receivers. They're not going to see Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson this week. Yes, Brock Bowers is a really good tight end, and he should definitely be up there for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He definitely should be a candidate. That is for sure. But A.J. Terrell against Jacoby Myers, I like that matchup. And Mike Hughes against whoever else, no shade, just truth, but I like the Falcons DBs against these Raiders wide receivers. Now, we'll see who ends up on Brock Bowers. We'll see who gets the matchup on him, whether that's a Caden Ellis or maybe a Justin Simmons, a Jesse Bates, or somebody like that. We'll see who ends up on that matchup. That matchup would be important because you don't want to allow him to go off and, you know, be the focal point, even though he is the focal point of this Raiders offense. Now, you don't want to allow him to go too crazy, even though he will get his, but you don't want to allow him to have too big of a day. But still, I'm just not scared of the Raiders offense. It doesn't matter to me if it's Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder. Not scared of either one of those guys. But I'm not scared of these wide receivers. The only guy that really makes me a little nervous, and Jacoby Myers is a good wide receiver, don't get me wrong, but if you put it, if you're matching him up with AJ Terrell, I like AJ Terrell. I like my guy better than I like Jacoby Myers. So only guy I think there really is truly to worry about is Brock Bowers. That's it. I feel good about the Falcons' run defense. They've been better over the last few games, stopping the run. I feel good about them stopping whoever's in that Raiders backfield. So hug up on these wide receivers. Make them earn whatever routes they're going to run. Make them earn whatever plays they're going to get. And continue to give that defensive line and continue to give those Falcons pass rushers that extra tick of time to get home and sack either Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder. I think that's what they need to do to be successful offensively. Keep doing what you've been doing. Because remember, against the Chargers, you didn't give up a defensive touchdown. Let's not forget that. And yes, they did give up touchdowns to the Vikings. But again, the Alford fell on one of those plays. And I think he could have at least, if not intercepted it, I think he could at least batted that ball down if he doesn't turn the wrong way and then fall. And look, I know you give up some explosives, but I think, again, you're not going up against Jordan Addison. You're not going up against Justin Jefferson this week. You're not going up against TJ Hockenson, even though you are going up against Brock Bowers. I think you'll have a lot better success this week, and you won't be as vulnerable to giving up explosive plays just off of the fact that you're not going up against the same caliber wide receivers. Again, no shade to the Raiders receivers, just truth. They don't have a Justin Jefferson on there. On their team, they don't even really have a Jordan Addison on their team. They got a TJ Hockenson ex player in Brock Bowers, but not really scared of anybody else, to be quite honest. So really, and obviously, I was listening to the morning shift yesterday, and I think Mike Johnson and Bo made a good point that you just have to be good. Like, you don't have to do anything extraordinary to win this game. Kirk Cousins doesn't have to do anything extraordinary to win this game. You just can't keep shooting yourself in the foot like you have over the last two games. You can't throw the four interceptions, obviously, like you had against the Chargers. You don't want the two interceptions that Kirk Cousins threw last week against the Vikings. You obviously don't want the fumbled kickoff return that Ray McLeod had last week. Just stop shooting yourselves in the foot. And also, you don't want the penalties that you had last week. The Falcons had, what, 11 or 12 penalties for over 100 yards last week? You don't have those things. You should beat the Raiders. I mean, there's really no way about it, no way around it. This Raiders team is not as talented as this Falcons team. You should be able to go in there and take care of business. This should be a get-right game for the Falcons. We always talk about how you don't want teams to have a get-right game against you. Well, guess what? It's our turn to have a get-right game. And we need to get right against the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday Night Football. Big Kirko needs to go in there in prime time and show that he still got that Kirko Chains energy in him, that he still got that Big Kirko energy in him, that he still got that Perk Thuggins energy in him. You know what I'm saying? And this team needs to go out there and have a little bit of a field day. Go out there and get a win by a nice margin of victory. Win by two touchdowns. Win by 10 points. Don't have us sweating it out against the Las Vegas Raiders. Going to Las Vegas, going to the Death Star, Legion Stadium, and leave no doubt that you are better than this football team and that you're going to beat this football team, man. So hopefully the Falcons defense doesn't really make any changes because, again, I think last week there were obviously some unfortunate circumstances and there were some, again, busted plays. And I don't think that'll happen twice in a row. I just don't see that happening again this week for the Falcons offense or the Falcons defense. So I feel confident the Falcons will get a win and they will, again, continue to try to fight back as far as getting into this, back into this division lead. And hopefully the Chargers, even though they beat us, hopefully they can do us a favor and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week. But Falcons got to handle their own business first and foremost. So we will see what happens on Monday night. But you already know you can hear this game right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Pre-game going to start at 6:30, by the way, on Monday. Well, you'll have you have Dukes and Bell going all the way up until 6:30. Then you'll have the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show starting at 6:30 with Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth. They'll take you all the way from 6:30 up until 8:30. And then 8:30, you have West Durham, Dave Archer, bringing you all the action between the Falcons and the Raiders. And then you'll have the Falcons Radio Network postgame show with, again, Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson right after the game. And then I believe we will have the Falcons flyover after that as well with one Rob Tribble. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some college football headlines. We used to do a lot of NFL headlines. Well, it kind of ties in today. And I'm sure at this point you understand why. One NFL great is going to try his hand in the college game. And we also have the Dogs 2025 schedule. And we're going to take a peek at that as well. All that coming up here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to everybody tuned in right now that's on their way to work or already at work. Everybody that's on their way to the gym or already at the gym. All my people listening in the bed right now as well. Appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and any and all of your smart devices as well. So we have obviously a college football slash NFL story here as Bill Belichick has agreed to join the North Carolina Tar Heels as their head football coach. And it is going to be, what, a five-year, got to get the number for you here, un momento. It is a five-year deal pending approval by the Board of Trustees. I didn't quite see the money. I'll have to look on X and see if I saw anything as far as the money goes here. But obviously, very decorated NFL coach, six-time Super Bowl champ, but he was named the new head coach at North Carolina yesterday, and UNC officials said the sides agreed to a five-year deal again. The UNC officials said the sides agreed to a five-year deal pending approval by the Board of Trustees, which is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting today. So, Bill Belichick, obviously a little bit older, but still got all the passion and the coach's juices flowing within him. And we all knew when he has come out and said that he wants to get back to coaching. He worked in the NFL in some capacity from 1975 all the way up until he left the Patriots after the 2023 season. But this is going to be his first college coaching job. Now, Bill's father, Steve, He did serve as assistant for the Tar Heels from 1953 to 1955. So a little bit of background there and a little bit of a relationship, I guess, between, you know, Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels, as, again, his father was there for a couple of years. But it's going to be interesting to see Bill Belichick as a college coach. And look, with college being a lot like the NFL now, as far as like NIL and having to re-recruit players every year and things like that, I think Bill will definitely have some success. Will he be as successful as he was in the NFL? Who knows? Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. It'll be tough, but I do wonder, once he gets into it, if he'll – I just wonder how long he's going to be in it. And I wonder, because, you know, we've seen these college coaches, you know, like Saban and the college coaches who have retired as of late. They talked about fatigue because of, you know, the way college football is so different. But with Bill going into this gig knowing exactly what this new college football is and how it works and what the happenings are as far as recruiting and NIL goes right now, you know, the landscape. I do wonder how long he is going to stay in it. And again, he is older. He is 72. So I just wonder how long he's going to be there, how long he plans to coach there. Again, it is a 5-year deal, but, you know, it isn't, that doesn't guarantee he's going to be there for 5 years. Could be shorter, could be longer. We'll see. But it is very interesting, and I'm very intrigued to see what he can do at the University of North Carolina, because, again, going to have to be recruiting 24/7. Now, we know Bill Belichick loves control. He loves the power. He loves putting his own teams together, being the GM, being the head honcho, and that's exactly what he's going to be at North Carolina. So that's, again, another reason why this kind of makes sense for Bill Belichick. And, again, with NIL and everything, the NFL is a lot like the program right now. So I think he'll definitely have some success. Will he be winning natties at North Carolina? TBD. We'll see. It'll definitely be an uphill battle with obviously the likes of Georgia and still Texas and the SEC in its entirety. But I don't put anything past Bill Belichick and what he's capable of doing. So very interesting stuff there. And we will see if he has success at the college ranks. So we'll see. But Bill Belichick, go ahead and get to that recruiting. Go ahead and start recruiting, Bill, and start bringing these players in. Also, the 2025 SEC schedule is out. I'll give you Georgia's quickly. You can go in and dig up the rest yourself, because we are running short on time here. But I will quickly give you the Georgia Bulldogs 2025 schedule, because they did go ahead and put out the whole 2025 schedule. Georgia did yesterday. So they start off August 30th taking on Marshall. That game is at home. Then they'll take on Austin Peay at home. Then they have a road game against Tennessee, home game against Alabama, home against Kentucky, road game against Auburn. Then they're at home against Ole Miss, neutral site game obviously against Florida, a away game against Mississippi State, home against Texas, home against Charlotte, and then obviously the neutral site game, and that's going to be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium this year, this upcoming year, against Georgia Tech. So there you have it. So as far as SEC goes, Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, Mississippi State, and Texas. Definitely not easy. We don't know what these teams are going to be yet, but seems like it may be a little easier than it was this year, but still definitely going to be tough. So there you have it. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got coming up on a Thursday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.